And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma on a beautiful Sunday morning here. We have a great, great show for you today. Bill DePriest and Mike Bond from the PCS show in Orange County coming up here in just a couple of short weeks. So you stay tuned. Lots to talk about here at Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're going to have a great day today. I can't believe PCS show is already here. Like, it has just grown to such a major thing, and all of a sudden you turn around, and it's showtime, man. I can't believe we're already here. I can't believe the boys are already here.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, Bill and Mike.
What's up, guys?
Good morning. Great to have you. Glad to be here.
Fantastic. You guys have been busy.
I can't imagine.
It's been an interesting couple of weeks.
I'll bet you
interesting couple of weeks.
So, so obviously, the show has grown over the years. Last year was a monster. This year is even more of a monster, right?
Yeah. How much bigger? Like, there wasn't a square inch of space that you guys didn't use last year.
Is that your fault, Mike?
How is it possible to be bigger?
No, I'm a fly on the wall. I'm just
So we added another building this year. It's called the Pacific Building. It's a big steel structure. That'll be being built a couple of days before. But, yeah, the last couple of weeks, that's been the battle, is making sure that it's all good with the fire department, the fire marshals, and the fairgrounds and everything. But got that okayed a couple of weeks ago. So that added a bunch more booths, and then we were able to move the Daiwa stage into that building.
So okay. Are you 20% bigger, 30% bigger?
I don't know. It's bigger.
It's bigger.
It's bigger. It's pushing the limits of the fairgrounds. I think we can probably go further out into some of these lawn areas and add some more boat dealers maybe, and maybe a possible one more building in the parking lot area where we are.
Yeah.
But that's about it. We're getting tapped.
How cool to have developed a show, though, that, you know, you guys worked your butts off and you made a rad show and you just listened to what you thought the customers and the public and fishing at large people wanted, and that's exactly what you built. And now it has turned into something that's so big you're having to add buildings to squeeze people in. And I'm sure your phone's ringing off the hook every day as you get closer. Please, is there any way, can you find a way to get us in? Is there anything else? I mean, what a cool thing that you guys have built from the ground up.
Yeah, we're getting a fair amount of that. I was just sitting down with my dad the other day and talking about how I used to sit back and stress about filling, you know, 70 booths, you know, 60 booths in a building, and, you know, it's just a different
now you're in the hundreds.
You
just pray to have
we're like,
70
I don't know. There's over 600, I think, booths. That's not individual vendors, but booths, plus all of the bulk space, plus the boats. I mean, it's wild.
So rad.
Any number of boats? Do you know how many boats?
There's a whole bunch of boats.
All of hundreds of boats?
Yeah. Any boat that you would want that's in the fishing category is at our show. Or there's a brand there, a dealer they're representing, and if they don't have one.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's always been primarily saltwater, but now you're branching out into freshwater.
Yeah, so the last few years, as we've added more buildings, we've been able to add the freshwater element, so the largemouth bass side, the trout side. This year we've got all the High Sierra stuff, Convict Lake, Mono, Bishop.
Fly fishing?
There is. There's Max Sporting Goods guys fly stuff. I think the guys from Sierra Drifters will be with us next year. I think he's going to help us out with some stuff this year and bringing people down.
Cool.
But I talked to him the other day. He wants to get involved. Then we have some fly fishing lodges from Montana.
Yeah.
There's everything from surf fishing.
Of course, you have Katmai Lodge there, which is a big fly fishing. They're not a fly fishing lodge, but they do a lot of fly fishing in Katmai.
Yeah, the river stuff. Yeah. And then, everything from catfish bait to... There's a guy that sells this dough stuff for carp fishing.
Really?
A European guy that's come back every year. Yeah, it's wild.
Crazy.
I'm blown away. And the spearfishing side.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We have 3 or 4 spearfishing dealers there that do really well at the show. So we just, it's everything.
Yeah. And is it just you and Mike and your wife? Is it that pretty much the staff?
We have some other people helping us out. Jess Pottinger helps me out. My buddy Scott, he handles the front. We have a few people, but yeah, the main part is Mike and I.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It is.
Right, Mike?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, him and I have a good time. The last couple of weeks, we're together every day from, you know, 8 in the morning till 8 at night.
And so. How nice is going to be that vacation to not have Mike at your side every single day when this thing is over? Yeah, you know, March 9th at about 9 o'clock at night. It's going to feel
Monday
real
morning,
good.
Monday morning, the 10th, the Seagulls will be picking through the sandwich bags out on the parking lot, and it's like you all of a sudden you just get this, like, melancholy feeling because it's such a crescendo. You work your butts off for so long, and then that show is here. It's Saturday afternoon. It's beautiful, sunny. People are drinking beer. And then Monday morning comes, and you're like, what am I going to do for the next few months?
what I love
I know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. There's rumors going around that there might be something in Del Mar next year.
So 2026, there will be a San Diego show. It's slated for the third week of March, but we're not giving much detail on that yet. We'll talk about it after Orange County. We don't want it to take away.
Orange
County. And it's for 2026, not for this year.
Not for this year.
No, we want to plan it out. We want to do it right.
But that's great news.
There's going to be a San Diego show to take care of the San Diego crowd.
Hey, that's fantastic, you guys.
Going to be huge.
I'll tell you what makes me so pumped about everything is, you know, having been to the show a few years now, but, on, you know, just being honest, like I hadn't been there in the infancy, is the vibe that you guys create every day of the show is just really something special. It's so cool. Whether it's just the music, whether it's the way the show flows, whether it's the way you guys put all your vendors together, I couldn't put my finger on what makes it so cool, but it really, really is. It's a really fun experience to be there.
Yeah, it's the from everything, like you said, from the live bands, the music, the food, it's just an environment that's just enjoyable. I think that for years, you know, we go to different trade shows or consumer shows that it's neat to look at everything, but there's not much of a vibe going on.
Yeah.
For our show, I think it has a lot to do with the the multi-building aspect,
so
where you go outside in between, you listen to some band, you grab some music, you grab a beer, you're into the next building. You're not stuck in a, you know, one place for long, giant rows. I think that helps with the vibe of it. Plus, you know, having the stuff for the kids, and I don't know. It's just, it's we enjoy walking around working at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fun just to be there.
Whatever it is, you guys did a really good job of having whatever somebody is into, whatever that type of fishing, there's not just something there that represents it. There's multiple bunch of things. And if a guy's into a lot of different things, well, then you're about to be at the absolute Disneyland of it. Like, if you're into this game, it is all there, whether it be seminars or booths or sales or retailers or clothing, like everything. Everything is represented at the show.
Yeah, and the sport boat fleet, you know, coming down to support us greatly. And if you look at our
all
seminar schedules, yeah, all the big names, long range boats. And I think the cool thing is, if you look at our seminars, everything from surf fishing this year, trout fishing, bass fishing, up to swordfish on the deep drop, you know, and tuna on sport boats, and the captain's concepts guys. And I mean, you just add it up, and it's wild. And then Carl and Steve will be back on stage, and Carl's the Air Pilakia guy that takes all the photos. And
Carl Sabonis?
Yeah, I feel like he probably sees more condition and understands the way the fish move almost better than anybody, because he can see it from the sky. It's just a different, you know, what he's seeing is 400% of what we see on a boat.
That's a good way to put it.
And Steve Lasley, the best there is, right?
His eyes and find fish. Yeah. He doesn't even count. He's his own anomaly. So,
yeah.
Yes, he will be there. And then Anthony will be coming on Friday to do the Bad Company update before our fundraiser on Friday night for War Heroes. So, yeah, we're really excited.
So rad.
A lot of stuff going on, for sure. Now, one of our new sponsors, Baker Marine, is going to be there, too. And want to welcome Anthony and his crew here, local guys that we've been talking about for years and years, Baker Marine, the place. They're going to have some great deals on Fujinon Stavoscopes.
Yep, they were there. They were at the booth. Or they were at the show last year as well,
yeah.
And they had a great show. They really liked it.
Yeah, good people. And yeah. If you don't have a pair of gyro binoculars, this would be the time to get them, because they don't go on sale, but except for showtime.
Well,
yeah.
And more than that is the most important tool you have when you're fishing offshore. And you can buy those things in a, you know, wherever, a bunch of different places. You buy them from mail order places. You can buy them from some discount thing. But the big thing about Baker Marine is they are like the place to get your glasses serviced in the world. You know, you walk into that shop, you see things from American Samoa and the Coast Guard. Like anybody in the world that handles high-end gyro binoculars, they all come through that store. And you can either be a guy that tried to save $25 who bought them on a website somewhere and then somebody dropped them and now you have a problem with them, or you can get them for the same price at the show on some killer deal, and you can buy them from Anthony, and then when it comes time to get service or repair or whatever, you're their customer. It's just,
yeah.
Not that they don't treat everybody great, they do, but I mean, you're buying them from the people who deal with them and make them, and they are the saviors of our sport boat fleet. I can't tell you how many stories exist of, oh my God, our gyros went bad, we're in between trips, like this is our lifeline, and those guys just make it happen. They're the best that there is.
Yeah, and the other thing too I might add is that you don't need the $6,000 or $5,000 deal.
Yeah.
They have the Techno Stabi, which is where they're going to feature at the PCS show on sale, the Fujinon Techno, and just go pick up a pair of those. They're amazing.
Don't pick them up if you're not planning on buying
them.
You will. You will not.
Yep. If you're an average private boat guy, like you said, you don't need a $6,000 pair. Get yourself, put your toes in the water, try the new Techno Stabbies, and that's what I had on my boat that we ran, and I also have used the higher end ones, and I think there's not a ton of benefit beyond. I think they're lighter, they're easier to use. I think, you know, unless you're on a giant platform, I think that there's and the comparison in price, I mean, a high quality pair of regular binoculars are going to push you close to that price range.
Yeah, no,
you know, you're not
absolutely.
You're not
just
way
a little
out
over
there.
$1,000.
Yeah,
really.
Which
yeah.
To me is the,
and
the
when
value.
They're on sale, it's, you know, it's,
yeah, the value of that is immense. So
yeah, so welcome to Baker Marine, and I know they've been a part of your show for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, Fujinon right? Is actually a sponsor.
Fujinon, yeah,
one of our supporting sponsors.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, good people for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. What are some of the other key elements? Well, one thing that's new to the show this year is Steigercraft. Kelly from Boat and Motor Mark up in Oakland is coming down, bringing two Steyr crafts.
Yep.
Yeah, and so there's going to have a couple of. I think my boat's going to be there. Not my individual, but the 20. They're bringing a 25.5, I believe, and then a 28, I believe.
Yeah.
From Steyr Craft.
Yeah, there's obviously the Steyr crafts are ones that most of the guys haven't seen in person.
Right.
You know, it's not a boat that's been to shows down here. There's a few different boats that are going to be there this year that are a newer look for the guys. So we'll also have a featured giant center console in front of the hangar building again.
That was so fun
last year. It's not a Freeman this year. Freeman didn't get their boat done, but it is another high-end brand. You'll see it when you get there. It's a big, giant, beautiful boat. We've got Magbay Yachts with a boat there. I mean, there's just – what I always say is that the neatest part on the boat side of things is that there's the small little basket for somebody on a budget all the way up to, you know, you can buy a Viking from Galati Yachts there. Right. You can buy a multi-million-dollar center console, and you can buy a $14,000 Bass Tracker. You know, there's everything there to look at. So I think that's a key element. I think a lot of times people think they need this giant budget to get into the boating game, and it's just not the case.
Yeah.
Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine will have Parkers there. How many Parkers did he bring in, Mike?
Oh, my gosh. He's got a giant spot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A lot of Parkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to be on the show next Saturday, so
hey,
he'll
cool.
be talking Perfect. A lot about that and a lot about his face and stuff
yep.
like that. Yeah. So other key elements, other new things, people are going to walk in the show. Mike, come on, give us
we got something you're really
we
proud
got,
of.
Give it up, Bon.
Yeah. The Falcon Lady.
Okay.
He likes Falcon.
Yep,
he
I just love her. That.
Or do you like the lady?
No, it's the Falcon. She'll have a Peregrine Falcon, a Harris Hawk, and this year I think she's bringing either a Great Horned Owl or a Red Tail
no
Hawk.
No kidding.
That's cool.
But she's going to actually do little story times for the kids,
okay.
right?
Oh,
so we'll
cool
have that set
that?
Up, so that should be fun.
Another thing you guys do a fantastic job of, and I never knew what a big deal that was until we had kids, but, like, this is a very kid-friendly show, like, I would love to, you know, steal a couple hours away to go cruise the show with my boys because, I mean, it's not just one thing, you know what I mean? It's not like you just, okay, well, we got the Hawk Lady, so we can say that there's something for the kids. There's a bunch of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Full family show.
Yeah. And if you're into letting tarantulas walk on your arm or hold a python or an alligator.
Yeah, I saw that guy last
year.
Yeah.
I did it
that stuff.
Jay Brewer is very, very popular on Instagram and everything. Yeah, he'll be there with his stuff. We have the gold panning. We have the two kids trout ponds. You know, it's just there's a lot to do for the kids.
That's right.
Yeah, we love that.
And it's 4 days.
Yep.
Yeah.
4 days. And
starts
I think
on Thursday.
The show is so big, I don't think you can truly do it right in one day.
Yeah.
I think minimum of 2 days. And if you're going to go to seminars and stuff, probably going to want to do as much as you can.
I don't know that we even have time to go over all of them, but it's the single thing that impresses me the most about the show, which is saying something because I know what a big deal it is, but the seminars that you guys put together are just out of this world. It's crazy the amount of talent and how many different categories you guys cover, and of those categories, I mean, you literally get the pinnacle of people to be giving each of those seminars. It's spectacular.
Yeah, and our big thing is that when we started the show 16 years ago was that we didn't want the type of seminars where people are just selling you a product. We didn't want the type of seminars where people just rested their legs and sat in chairs.
Yeah.
People specifically come with schedules to come and watch these seminars. They're legit 45 to an hour long of just learning.
Yeah, it's not an infomercial.
No, that's what we always say. Like, I don't mind if somebody is sponsored by a company or something, but the seminars are not based around the products.
Yeah.
They're based around techniques. They're based around learning. And I think that's what's held strong with, you know, multi-hundreds of people in all of our seminars is because it's legit. I mean, I think people would pay much more than the ticket price just to go to one of those seminars. I mean, we used to have seminars like it, and we were $100 a ticket to go to them.
That's cool.
You know.
I mean, guys like Brandon Hayward, Steve Lasley, and Carl Sabonis. I mean,
Dwayne Diego,
the Pinnacle,
the Captain's Concept guys.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. But we also have like
Mike
a great
Lackey
crew
from the Vagabonds.
Yeah, that's cool.
But we Frank Lopresti is going to be there doing some. Is Frank going to do seminars? Or is he just going to be in the Fisherman's Landing?
I think he's just in the Fisherman's Landing.
Okay, yeah.
But we also have. Really done a good job with the trout and the bass. Like, we have Kyle Grover, who won the U.S. Open a couple years ago, and J.D. Blackmore, he's a local guy, and Todd Klein. These guys are all total, you know, legit tournament bass anglers, and they're going to be up on stage a few times. Then we got the big bass guys, Oliver Nye and Kevin Mattson and Adam Cargill. And so we've really done a good job there developing that Daiwa stage.
Yeah, and then in the Shimano booth, I know Benny Florentino and Benny Ortiz.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be doing the – we have a jigging seminar, so it's the West Coast Jiggers guys, Brian Nguyen, and then Benny.
Benny Ortiz.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then George from –
So you'll have one Jigger. Seminar with all of those guys?
Yeah, all of those guys are up. So what we try to do is – our goal always is to do a panel and have it be Q&A, so there's not one guy just rambling on. There's a lot of people with a lot of knowledge, but trying to put that knowledge out is extremely tough.
Yeah.
So we have everything from some of those guys are more based around the slow pitch stuff. Some are more based around speed jigging, you know. So try to cover the entire aspect of it.
I love those, too, because the one answer from one pro then plays off the next guy, and then he throws something. It's like, and you always hate to say, but that's how, like, the secret tidbit that nobody wants to, that's how that stuff always just gets let out. If you watch it every time and guys are fired up and they're comfortable and they're talking about fishing, and, oh yeah, well I also do this one thing, and those are the things that you take away from those seminars that are just pure gold.
Yeah, I think guys like, you know, that's why we do one with the bike guys with Brandon Hayward and his crew and one with Dwayne, the Pinnacle guys. It's so cool to see that they all have their own techniques. They all have their own ideas, and every year it changes slightly. Just like you were saying, it could be the same question 3 years in a row, and you will get a completely different answer after a season out of these guys.
Sure. And they all have their own booths and spaces.
They
do. After the seminar, you
can
go visit with them,
talk
to them and stuff like that, which is really a special thing. Yeah. They don't just come and blast off.
No, exactly. And same with the White Sea Bass deal. We've got a White Sea Bass one with Sean Stewart.
Oh, wow.
Sean Roberts, Brandon Hayward. Jeff Mark. I mean, it's some cool guy. Yeah, it's some really neat put together stuff.
And we see it a lot, you know, when I take my other hat off, like as a retailer, like we watch that happen. You know, there's a big Bluefin seminar that goes on with Dwayne and whoever else. And then, you know, you'll watch it a half hour afterwards. A guy comes to your booth with a notepad like, hey, man, these guys were talking about this specific jig. And, you know, they were talking about rail rods. Can you show me these rail rods? I mean, we get to see it on the retail side of things. Like, you get this killer blueprint put in front of you from the best there is, and then you get to go to one of many retail shops and then find all that stuff. It's a cool atmosphere, man. I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. And as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning with Bill and Mike from the PCS Show.
Going to be a blast, man. If you want to join us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, you want to reach us on the phones, 833-288-0973, or send us a text. Phone has been going crazy with text message. Two very popular guys in the studio today. We've got a lot of questions, lot to cover, a lot to talk about. Again, if you want to send us a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, and it's the only way you can text in your questions to the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you win the big prize at the end of the show today. And how that's going to go down is we are going to take one potential winner from all of the callers, one potential winner from all of the texters. We're going to have Mike flip the prize coin at the end of the show, and we're going to decide who gets the big prize and what a prize
we're giving
away today.
Well, does Mike get to flip the coin?
I want
to
know as well.
Because clearly, between the two, this is the brain trust, Bill. Bill's got all the answers. Bill's who everybody wants to talk to. Nobody really cares what Mike's got going on, and I just want to make sure that he's included in Let's Talk Hookup. You know, he's part of the team. He's been a buddy of mine for a long time. And
I won the Rochambeau, dude.
Yeah,
I get it.
He just needs to be included at some point, and I figured, well, let's monkey flip the coin. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just seemed like a good idea at the time. But
here we go.
You are right. If you don't think he can handle it, then we could have Bill.
Hey, your move-in time just got adjusted slightly.
Okay, so we have new sound effects, so we're going to give it this.
Hey!
Wow. Can I have another one of those?
One more.
Nice. As you can hear, guys, we have a great show. A couple of really good buds and a lot of fun. And we did talk about that prize. What a prize we are giving away today. Mike is going to be responsible for picking the winner of a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell with brand-new Captain Cameron Cribbin. We're really stoked about that. A full-day trip out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and you are going to get a four-pack of tickets to go to the PCS show.
Nice.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Going fishing on a full day on the Bell, and you're going to get to go to the greatest fishing show around.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really,
and
really
Cameron
cool
will be there, too. Cameron from the Mission Bell will be at the show.
Hey, all right.
Yeah,
there you go. Awesome. Well, as you can hear, just a great show coming for today. We're going to have a lot of fun. You stay tuned. If you want to join us, 833 888-288-0973, or you send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaportLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, boy. Phones packed up fast when news of what's going on, PCS, all these great questions going on. And
texts are flowing.
Yeah, today's going to be a great day, man, no doubt.
Yeah, and we just heard the Yamaha spot, and that deal, if you're going to the show, go check out West Coast Marine Booth or any of the Yamaha dealers there, because they have some phenomenal show deals right now. It's show season, and they're offering extended warrantities up to 7 years on your motor.
How crazy is that?
Stuff like that. So if you're looking for a repower, looking to get a new boat, take advantage of the Yamaha deals for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys, so let's jump into it. Well, maybe they want to talk to Bill. I don't know.
Well, sure. We all know what's going on there. Hey, why don't we start off this morning? Line two, we got Van from Escondido going to get us started here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. What's up, Van?
Hey guys, another great show. Really enjoy it. Pete, you kind of stole my thunder with my question. I was really curious to know if the show was going to show up in San Diego. And now that you guys have alluded to that, is it going to be sort of the same scope and size, or is this going to be a small building to a larger one? And one other question I had on your seminars, any chance of any spearfishing seminars?
So I'll start with the seminar one. This year we do not have any seminar ones or any spearfishing ones, but we now have such a spearfishing presence that we will start that next year for sure. I appreciate that suggestion. As far as the San Diego deal, we're not going to get a lot of details, but we're not planning on putting together a small show. We're planning on putting together something that's just like Orange County. Which I don't know that San Diego's ever seen a show like that. I think there were shows years ago that were pretty darn good, but we're really looking to fill those buildings, all of the buildings, with 10 by 10s.
And you'll have the space.
Yeah, we've walked the space, and there's plenty of room to really do it right. And, yeah, it's not going to be one building of fishing stuff and the rest boats. No, it's going to be giant. That's why we're not going to throw something together this year. We're doing it for 26.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the other reasons that you know, we were talking about in the beginning of the show, like the vibe of the show is so cool. And it's like each building has its own vibe, but there's something for everyone in each. It's not like this building has sport fishing, and this one has hunting, and this one has travel, and this one, like, there's a little bit of everything intertwined with everything. There's some manufacturers in each building. There's retailers in each building. There's travel destinations.
Right.
It's just, it all flows. And I think that's one of the things that's so cool about it. It never
gets stagnant. That's by design.
Sure.
I mean, Bill does that really, it's a puzzle. You know, there's competitive separation, and, you know, you want nice neighbors and that whole puzzle that when you put it together, it really, it's kind of like almost magical a little bit.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I think it gives some ability for people to sell on their own merit instead of selling price right next to somebody.
Totally.
So instead of putting 30 Alaskan lodges next to each other where everyone hands out a flyer and everyone's trying to beat each other by a couple hundred bucks, they actually get to talk to the customer and sell on their own merit, talk about their own lodge. It's the same way with tackle. You know, we have a major tackle hub in every single building, and it gives somebody a different experience. You know, it's like entering a new store everywhere you go.
Totally. Yeah.
So, but like
so
you
each
said,
building
every,
has a major tackle dealer.
Every, yeah.
Turner's Outdoorsman will have a giant presence?
Yeah. They'll have their giant presence. I mean, every building has at least one tackle dealer, and we've designed it that way on purpose. So every building has tackle. Like you said, every building has some travel. Every building has some apparel. Every building has some... you know, probably a few boat products, and then we have our, you know, it's everything's just spread out evenly to where there is not a building in the show that I would recommend avoiding if you were only into sport boat fishing, you know, or only into such and such. You are going to find something for you in every building.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for that call. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by for your phone call at the Fan Studios there. And JD in Costa Mesa asks, love the PCS show. Is there a multi-day ticket? That seems to be a question that comes up every year about.
Yeah, it's a single-day ticket.
Yeah.
It's just too big of a battle to figure out whose ticket is whose, and it's just
and
too much
and with all the fraud and everything going on.
Yeah,
day,
it's just too hard. It's a single ticket. Yeah. I mean, if you look on our post, we're constantly battling people trying to sell fake tickets, and, you know, it's the only way to keep it in check.
And admission is really reasonable.
Yeah,
we have not raised the price. It's $20. I think parking at the fairgrounds is probably the least expensive venue of anywhere in Southern California. Yeah. It's $12.
$12?
Yeah, I mean, everything's really very fair. The beer prices are very fair. It's I think that's one of our favorite parts of that venue is it just has stayed reasonable. It's centrally located, easy to get off the freeway.
L.A.
Well, how true is that, too?
Yeah.
I mean, your show is close to everyone.
Yeah. Speaking of beer, Bill, we have a big announcement.
Oh, yeah. Our sponsor this year is Coronado Brewing.
Oh, wow.
They're bringing their
salt. So they're going to be everywhere.
Yeah,
really?
Salty Crew boat beer.
Cool.
They've stepped up this year. We're excited to have a brand that really fits with our industry and is excited to promote our industry, and that's where the Coronado Brewing fit really well.
Yeah. That Salty Crew boat beer, that's a boat beer.
That's good stuff.
It's like,
perfect.
Yeah, it's
exactly
not high
it
alcohol.
Exactly what
it's,
it is. Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Yeah, that'll be the main beer that's sold. I think Coronado's bringing a couple of their different varieties, but that'll be the main one.
Nice.
That's awesome. Well, hey, I had another great text. It says, thanks you guys for another great show. I'm really looking forward to PCS show. Planning on doing 2 days. I was there last year. There's absolutely no way you can see it all in one day. Question is, what are some of the new additions to this year's show? And on a personal note, what are the seminars that you guys are the most excited about? And is there a seminar that you've been chasing that you haven't been able to get done yet? That's from DJ in San Diego.
Hmm. So from a personal standpoint, I'm kind of a deep drop swordfish guy, so I always enjoy that one. I think that's our Thursday evening. The one with Steve and Carl, the Arapilakia and Steve, I think that one's a really special one. If you go out in the crowd and look, there's captains, every top captain that's ever been in our area is sitting in there watching because it's something that doesn't happen. It's two guys together that have worked together for years and are the best of the best in what they've done, and that's probably one of my most proud ones. You know, the Anthony flying in and doing the updates on Bad Company is super cool, and I don't think there's anybody in the world doing what he's doing right now. And then adding in the surf fishing stuff. There's so many guys that surf fish, and it's accessible to everybody no matter what your budget is, and I think that's pretty cool to include that stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, God, we have brought in some amazing people. I'm sure there's something that we've missed. We'll figure it out. I mean, the guy bringing up the spearfishing thing, we should have probably had one of those in there. That's a good call.
Yeah. Last week, we had Dave Pfeiffer on the show last Saturday, and Dave's going to come back out and be at the show the whole time. And a lot of the notable people from the Shimano and G. Loomis area are going to be their Power Pro guys and all
that stuff. Yeah, the whole
their
group.
Booth will be insane. They
bigger than last year?
Well, we saw the design of it. They're bringing actually the rear of a sport fisher.
Wow.
And they're going to have a pneumatic way to fight a fish with people in the boat and actually have drag being pulled.
How cool.
And you have to go up and over like you're really on the rail of a sport fisher.
You know,
they're going huge.
For authenticity reasons, Matt called down to the tackle store and asked us to step on all of the sport boats and get a compilation of like the rail height from all the boats. I mean, like, we had one of the guys from the tackle store running down to all the boats and like, okay, the railing on the whatever, the Royal Polaris is 33 inches tall and the one on the Pacific Queen is 35 inches tall. So like they went for exactly right. Yeah. Like it's going to be the real deal.
That's super cool.
I think also you'll see some faces that you've seen at shows years ago that you haven't seen at shows for a long time. Like John Petty Goldsmith, he hasn't been around for
great.
So he'll
John's
be there.
Such a great friend.
Convict Lake, they haven't been back to our show in years. This will be one of their first years back. There's just a lot of things that are bringing home some of the memories that people have of shows, you know, with the new vibe that we're doing. It's a neat combination.
For sure. You guys. Good job.
Yeah, well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we grab line 4? We're going to talk to John. He's coming from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And, you know, just always a great show. It's just it's a great way to wake up in the morning. My question is, another comment is just what a fantastic show. But when you walk in, you go over to the PCS show, the booth, right? You can sign up, so you get your magazine for free for the year. And what a magazine! I mean, every time it comes out, there's you had a one with Queen Charlotte Safari. You had one where it was all about surf fishing. It was like 5 pages, and I mean, it broke it down, and it was just it's a fun magazine to read. You know, 2 or 3 times, not just once.
No, that is great.
I appreciate
and that's
that.
How it all started, right, with the magazine?
Appreciate that. Yeah, I started at the magazine in 2000, I think early 2003.
Wow.
And we started the show in 2009. We've always said we're not a news source. You know, Mike was over at Western Arthur News. That was more of back before the internet. That was the quick source of news. And we were always just an educational resource, and that's where it blended into doing this seminar style. It was more seminars with a trade show with it, you know, a consumer show with it.
Originally used to call it what? It was
it was the Sport Fishing Festival.
Festival, yeah.
Yeah, it was more of a seminars with some booths, and it was a great deal. We always had top-of-the-line people, great seminars.
Always.
But until we had the opportunity to fill buildings with industry folks, we just kind of slowed down our growth until we hit the right point. So.
All right.
Well, speaking of growth, it was a great way to read this text. Hey, guys, happy Sunday. Love the PCS show. I've been going to it for the last few years, and I'm so stoked for you guys seeing all the growth. My favorite part has always been waiting in line for the show to open and seeing everyone take part of the national anthem. Thanks for everything you guys are doing. Keep it up. Can't wait for San Diego. That's from Juan from Temecula.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. Very good.
Yeah, the national anthem deal, you know, once we started that, it's something that'll be with us forever. It's just, you know, the lowering of the flag over the hangar and... Yeah, it just gets everyone rolling. It's
so cool.
It's pretty awesome.
For sure. Now you're sporting the War Heroes on Water shirt if you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook Live. You do a lot for War Heroes on Water.
Yeah, so since Anthony started that, I've been a part of working with them. I've been on boats. I've been a part of the organization. And a couple years ago, I guess this will be our third year doing it, we started this vendor celebration night to benefit War Heroes on Water. I think they said we're up over 100,000 the past two years that we've done it, added up that we've raised over 100,000.
Wow.
So it's pretty neat.
That's awesome.
Pretty neat.
That's
great. Anthony's done a great job with that. I mean, anybody that has a chance to volunteer on a boat or be a part of that, it'll change your life. It's pretty amazing stuff.
For sure. And, of course, Captain Rollins, Kids of Sea, Friends of Rollins is going to have a big presence
there.
That's
right. And then there's CCA with their star tournament, and they're the ones fighting for our rights.
Right.
Like I told people, you know, try to back off of your Starbucks coffee for a month or so and put some money aside and help these guys out.
Yeah, and CCA California, you can donate on a monthly basis. $10, $20, whatever. You just enter your credit. You go at ccacalifornia.org, you enter your credit card. It's an automatic debit. You don't even that money really helps the fight. And speaking of CCA,
or the lifetime membership. I think it's
$1,000. Well, the lifetime membership is key.
Yeah. I mean, that's a slam dunk. It gives them a nice
boost.
Because
all that money stays in California.
That's right.
Yeah, that's one of the big deals about it. Oh, as well as if you do the monthly donation, too.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know you're on the board of directors, too.
I am.
It's for the state. But Wayne, he says Wayne from CCA Cal. Now, Wayne, I'm sorry, you're retired.
Retired.
Remember that, Wayne?
Formally.
Yeah. Well, actually,
he's on the board now.
He's on the state board. Yeah. So he is part of CCA.
That's right.
So
everybody loves Wayne.
Always will
and
be.
And let's be real. He'll always be Wayne from CCA.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
And I might add, too, that Wayne from CCA is going to be in the Let's Talk Hookup booth helping us with our Rollo. It was his brainchild, our Rollo fundraiser that we're going to do, selling tickets for $10 and a lot of good stuff. We added into that. We're giving away a couple Shimano reels, Costa sunglasses, and a two-day trip on the Polaris Supreme in our booth, and it's all about raising funds. Pretty much that's our main thing. We're going to be. We have new stickers coming out, and I'm going to sell hats. That's pretty much what we're our main focus in the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
That's awesome.
So come by and say hi. But Wayne says, congratulations to Bill and Mike, been at the show from the beginning, and so happy to watch the evolution. So excited to be a part of the party in 2 weeks. Is there going to be a rod building presence?
Yeah. So there is a giant rod building presence. Obviously, Bassin's always a part of it.
And you're going to be about 10 feet from that, right?
What's that?
When he's in the Let's Talk.
Yeah, he will be right in front of that. And then we have, English Resource, Fuji, a bunch of rod building guys have booths this year. That stage that was the Daiwa stage behind Huntington is now their rod building contest stage, and they're going to be doing live seminars on rod building.
Wow.
There's another thing, putting my retailer hat back on. Like, we were blown away at how many people kept coming by. We've always, at any show setting, we've always sold blanks and things like that. The number of people that were just fiending for high-end, CalStar, Seeker, all that kind of cool stuff was wild to us. And so we've answered the call and greatly increased the number of high-end rod building blanks that we normally would bring to a show, because we just thought, we always strategize quite a bit. We get our whole team together. How many do you think, this, that, and the other? We were, sold out the first day and running back to the store and grabbing everything we can. So there's a lot of – and I think it's both people who are enthusiasts, but also people who just went, and there's so much free demonstration, and this is how you do it, that it just sparks a guy's mind. I think I want to do that. I could handle that. Didn't look so hard. Cruise over to one of the retailers, buy a blank, buy some parts, and away you go. You're building your own rods.
Yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with, Bill Batson pushing it, Darren from 310 Rodworks. Those two guys have really pushed the industry of the rod building side to be a part of what we're doing, and built a really good space for it, and we're happy to have that area back there.
You guys have really got behind it, too.
And Batson's such a supporter of all things fishing, whether it be shows, kids events, Rollo, whatever, anything that's in support of the industry, that guy really gets behind.
Yep. So. Yeah.
And 310 Rodworks, too.
Yeah, Darren's great. Darren donates stuff all the time. I think the rod building contest, I think those rods are going to War Heroes on Water afterward to be raffled off or sold to raise money for the guys. So. Yeah, that side of the industry is something that I've never built rods growing up. It was never something that I was really educated on. And just watching the interest and the growth in that side of things in the industry has been really cool the past few years.
Yeah. Speaking of rods, too, I know we've been talking a lot about CalStar and the fact that there's new ownership. CalStar will be there at the show again this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get a chance to talk to, see the direction that things are going. And, I know I got in trouble for talking about things that I wasn't supposed to, but there'll be new CalStar. Since I've already been in trouble for it, no reason not to say it again.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be brand new CalStar rods, new long rods, brand new design. There hasn't been... CalStar's always made the best of saltwater stuff for so long, but there hasn't been a lot in the way of new innovation and brand new blanks, brand new rods, and we'll all get to see those at the CalStar booth.
At the CalStar booth.
Yeah, I think you get the interesting part on the rod side of things is you go from the small individual builder, the Whopper Stopper, the, you know, these different Black Creek rod builders, and then, you know, all the way up to Fishing Syndicate, who's kind of in between, and then to CalStar and Seeker and Phoenix Rods, and you just, everything from the small garage guy all the way up to the giant manufacturer. So it's neat.
It's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts, and a whole lot more of the boys from PCS. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, having lots of fun, and boy, there's some great fishing going on. We've been talking about it all morning, and speaking of talking about great fishing, it's time for our kids report. Today's sponsored in part by Gamakatsu. They have some amazing show deals for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks at participating dealers and you'll get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this, purchase $30 of Gamakatsu products at the show and you're going to get a free pair of the Gamakatsu pliers and a cinch bag. You can stop by the Gamakatsu booth and get more details on that killer promotion. They're so awesome.
33% off on the hooks and you get the free pliers. And the
and a bag. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
not bad.
Those guys are always throwing down, always making a show, specials, something special. You're going to be buying Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks anyways. So it's like the best live bait hook around. Why would you not? You're getting it 33% off, and you're getting free goodies to go with it. Love it. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on. Head over to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley's online. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Bill, Mike. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good stuff. Hey, for us this week, we had a pretty mellow week. Weather was absolutely beautiful all week, which was certainly very welcome. Water temps for us, and our stretch 57 to 58, so little increase in our water temp. And with that, things clicked a little bit better than they have been over the last couple weeks. So bass fishing for the half day guys, they did see some definite improvement there. Flyline anchovies, again on the lighter monofilament, definitely got the bites better than the guys fishing the heavier stuff on the sinkers. So it wasn't like an every bait type of a deal, but the guys that, you know, it's just a typical deal here. You stick with it, you cycle through your baits. Those were the guys that were getting the bites pretty consistently. So that anchovy coupled with a small hook, like a 4 or a number 2, helped out as well. But definitely a little improvement on the bass front. Some guys even incorporated a little bit of fluorocarbon into their deal there with that fly line. But that was good to see. A little bit of action on the bottom for the guys on the sinkers. Some sand bass, a couple sheephead, cotton release, that kind of stuff, as you'd expect with a February type deal. Three-quarter day has been targeting sculpin, still same deal. Plenty of that to go around. A day or two, you know, we had some current out there deep that made things a little tricky, but still plenty good. And then after the sculpin, we kind of pushed into the beach there and either fish for some bass, like we, you know, talked about there with our half-day stuff, same approach, or a little bit of halibut drifting. So the halibut have all been on the short side. It seems like there's just been an influx of that short fish, stuff just under legal size, caught and released, keeper fish here and there maybe. I know the current had one during the week that went just under 20 pounds, which is certainly a nice one.
Nice one.
So that fish is just in on that anchovy that just seems to be everywhere. It's just spread out, but it's getting in really tight, so it's hard for us sometimes on the bigger boats to, you know, get into that 8 and 10 feet of water where that fish has been really biting. So we're kind of on the outer edge of that stuff in that 10 to 14 to 20 foot range. So anyways, that was our week. It looks like great weather up until the weekend. Looks like there might be a little wind or something coming, but beautiful all week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com.
Awesome. You know, Willie, I don't know if it's so much an influx of short fish or if it's just Mike Bond vacuuming up all of the legals, you know, out of that tank with any stress.
My video's coming out. Getting them, I'm selling a video on it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Teaching people how to catch up.
I mean, I would assume that the mass, you know, taking of so many legals because he's just such an excellent halibut drifter that I'm assuming is what must get it.
Should we give him one? He's all about it. I will not be lying if I said I've gotten some text from Mike saying, hey, what's the scoop? So he's into it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
For sure. Now, are you guys going to have a booth at the BCS show for Dana Ward Sport Fishing?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been there since day one.
That's right.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be there.
It's your backyard.
Days. I know some of our captains, I think Christian Sikas from Sikas Sport Fishing will be there.
Nice.
I think Marcus from the Fury is going to try to get in there. Calvin from Elena. So we're trying to rally up some of the guys to have a presence in our booth for sure.
That's good.
Los Alamitos building again?
Yep.
Cool.
And we'll see you, of course, Brian, right?
Oh, I'll be there a day or two. Yeah, I think I'll be there Thursday, Friday.
Great. Right on, buddy. Right.
Well, great. Well, if somebody wants to come to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, how do we find you?
Cool. Hit us on the web at danawharf.com. That's the easiest. Or you can always call our landing, 949-496-5794.
And, of course, right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, you can click on that banner and go right to that Dana Wharf site. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Have a great week, guys. See
Thanks,
ya.
Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
I really liked this one. It was a text from Brian in San Diego, and it was his recommendations on how to do PCS shows. He says, "Well, guys, what a great show! I wanted to provide my yearly advice to new PCS show goers: start slow." He says, "It's such a big show, and the first year I went crazy in the first 2 hours and was completely wiped out, and I didn't get a chance to see so much. It can be overwhelming." He said, "It's not a Black Friday sale. My recommendation is to go through each hall, then take a break, then listen to some live music, maybe get something to eat, maybe something to drink, then go to the next hall. Trust me, this show is going to take you a few hours. Can't wait," from Brian in San Diego.
That's cool.
That was really cool.
Speaking of eats, are there going to be good eats?
Great food.
Yeah,
always.
Great food. Yeah.
Yeah. From the chicken bowls to the barbecue to the hot dog on a stick to there's just so much selection.
Is that
there.
Barbecue guy going to be there again?
Yeah. I think Chris will be there. Yeah. He's finishing up some paperwork. That and then the area we're going out to the new Pacific building, there's going to be the Cruiser's Tacos out there. They set up a full Mexican restaurant there. We're going to have a full bar right there. We're going to have another live band out that side. So it's just,
I don't know if we did a service or a disservice to Chris last year. Like, if you want to talk to the crew at the tackle store, PCS show has become their most favorite thing solely because the food is so good. You know, like, it's not just a it's not a convention center hot dog of the year. Right. You know, it's really good stuff.
That's right.
But we talked up that barbecue so much last year. Oh. That we talked.
Yeah, the line was forever.
Exactly.
Well, he sells out by like 3 o'clock. I'm like, Chris, you got to get another smoker. You got to get something because he sells out quick.
We talked. So Chris is also a very accomplished rod builder. He builds a lot of rods for the shop. So we were talking to him and he said that, you know, he's had to completely restructure his booth to have two lines, like an in and out from each direction, like a different ticket seller, like just because of that. Like it was so, it is. It's so good. Like you just don't get to go to a convention center and have like an actual, you know, brisket barbecue sandwich. Like,
well, right.
Oh, it's really cool. He took the year before, you know, he had a smaller barbecue. This year, last year, he had like a small submarine.
Dude, it's exactly what it was. Submarine.
Yeah.
Smoker's like 30 feet long.
Right.
And it's still not enough.
And it smells so good when you're walking.
It's awesome. It's a fun part of the show. And he's one of many killer food things he has. There's yet again, you did something for everybody.
I think you gave us that tip a couple years ago.
Was that Chris?
Yeah.
No, Chris used to print the magazine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris was my printer for years and years. Him and his dad had a printer down in San Dieguito. It was called San Dieguito Printers. They printed the magazine for years, and when they went out of that, he went into the barbecue business.
He's one of the main reasons that we started. Like he was one of the factors that we dipped our toe into joining up with PCS. It's the best move we ever made. We love it. We really love getting to participate in the show. It's really cool.
And when we come back, we're going to hear from Gundy Gunderson, Surf Report, and a whole bunch more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fish Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fish.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada, where a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanspit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60 month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.